This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. We're launching here into the third hour of the program. Once again, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. And when we don't have them, we'll talk about things interesting to us. And Mark, you have a note from the White House. They're sending out emails left and right. I've gotten some from Barack Obama. You've got one from the White House. What's going on?
Well, this one's actually a blog post. It's at whitehouse.gov.
It was emailed to you by someone else.
And it's, you know, it's a little disconcerting.
All right.
It says here, opponents of health insurance reform may find the truth a little inconvenient. But as our second president famously said, facts are stubborn things. I assume they're talking about Adams there. They don't actually quote him, just say second president. Opponents of health insurance reform may find the truth a little inconvenient, but as... Oh, excuse me.
They also don't say what the truth is.
Right. They don't.
But I would like to know what their version of the truth is.
Scary chain emails and videos are starting to percolate on the internet, breathlessly claiming...
Are they scary videos like from Canada and other countries where socialist health care is in effect and people are having to wait months in order to just see a doctor?
Well,
is it videos like that?
No, there are emails out there that are making claims that just really aren't true about the health care bill. But I understand why. It's 1,400 pages long, written in such obscure language that the average person couldn't read it.
Yeah.
And our illustrious President Barack Obama lied to the American people and said that we would have all the bills online at least 72 hours before they were ready to pass so that we could read them. But he's not going to do that crap until he rams his health care bill through. Because he's a liar.
Oh, they all are.
Absolutely.
Right.
And the idea that, I mean, you know, anyway, let me go on with this post here.
Yes.
It's just sickening to me. So, for example, to uncover the truth about the president's health insurance reform positions, in this video, Linda Douglas, and there's a video here, the communication director for the White House's health reform office, you know she's lying because her lips are moving, addresses one example that makes it look like the president intends to eliminate private coverage when the reality couldn't be further from the truth.
Oh, really?
Right. He's actually going to... he probably thinks, he may very well believe that private coverage will continue in its current fashion, you know, covering as many people, but... Obviously, he doesn't know anything about economics if that's what he believes.
Well, isn't it true that there is private coverage available in some of the socialist healthcare countries, but it's just very, very expensive? It's
sure.
For the upper crust.
It's all it's going to be for.
So maybe maybe when they say that they're not planning on eliminating private health insurance, that's what they mean.
All
like,
you have to do.
It'll still be there, but it'll be for the wealthiest of the wealthy.
We have a public, you know, this is public health insurance coverage. We have public education coverage. Your student is guaranteed, your child is guaranteed an education from kindergarten through 12th grade in every state of this country. And if they don't get it on their own private coverage, the public will cover it. Well, what has happened? 90-something percent of the American youth are educated by its government.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we know what happens. It's clear. It's evident. I'm sure that this was passed down. Well, some people's kids aren't getting a good education, so we've got to make sure we dump more money into, you know, covering people's education. This is the same thing. It's the same thing. You're going to get the same mediocre, crappy healthcare as you get education.
Yeah, currently, except you might die in this particular instance.
Currently, 20% or so we've read of kids graduate from public school, functionally illiterate. And in some communities, it's as high as 40%. Graduate. I'm not talking about the kids that drop out before they graduate.
Yeah.
For the record,
some of those kids are smart.
For the record, the president has consistently said that if you like your health insurance plan, your doctor, or both, you'll be able to keep them until
they go out of business.
Right. He has even proposed 8 consumer protections relating specifically to the health insurance industry. And if he fails, no one will hold him accountable.
No, these consumer protections, I don't know if they outline them, but they're the ones we read recently on the air. These protections are going to be the death knell for these companies. The number one thing on the list is that they'll have to accept everybody regardless of their pre-existing conditions and cover those things.
Yeah.
That's enough right there, but there's more than that. Go ahead. I don't have them in front of me, so I can't read them off.
This is continuing with the blog post at whitehouse.gov. This is the most ominous. This last paragraph is the most ominous of them all. And I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, or anything like that. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. But this just scares the crap out of me. There's a lot of disinformation about health insurance reform out there, spanning from control of personal finances to the end of life care. These rumors often travel just below the surface via chain emails or through casual conversation. Since we can't keep track of all of them here at the White House, we're asking for your help. If you get an email or see something on the web about health insurance reform that seems fishy, send it to flag@whitehouse.gov.
Like a red flag.
An email that talks about health care, government health insurance or whatever, the government getting into health care, and talks about this bill that's going through that sounds fishy, that sounds like you don't believe it. You should turn them over to the White House, the executive branch, the law enforcement branch of our government.
What could they do about that?
Who knows? I have no idea. They could do anything from, give you a call or send you a letter or an email, probably an email, right? Send you an email correcting what it is that, from their point of view, what it is that, you're spamming out there.
Can you slander?
Or they could disappear you.
I don't know if we're there quite yet.
You don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You're right. It is a little spooky. It certainly is continuing the snitch society, encouraging Americans to turn in their fellow Americans, and that's definitely disturbing all on its own. I wonder what will come of this. I wonder if can you be sued for slander if you're just attacking a bad idea?
What if you just are forward the email to your friends?
I don't know. My understanding is that if you're dealing with a political topic or you're talking about a politician, it's virtually impossible to get hit with a slander or libel charge. Things stand today, although there are, I forget the name of the nominee, one of the appointees that Obama has nominated to some obscure position, I forget which one, but he had written a book basically wanting to expand the definition of libel and slander and crack down on internet speech because of the misinformation that spreads online. So I definitely do think that the administration would like to criminalize this.
And scary stuff.
That seems to be my impression.
Barack Obama knows that he's not going to get his health care bill passed through in any kind of semblance of what it is. He knows that Hillary Clinton's failed in the past, and he's scared to death.
Why can't he pass it? Don't they have a majority?
It's not going to go through. It's not going to
really
go through.
I thought the Democrats controlled the House and the Senate.
Act like Democrats all vote together. They don't. There's conservative Democrats out there. And they know their constituents are out for blood, and they know who got fired last year for voting for the bailout in the first place.
Well, I appreciate the optimism, Mark.
I mean,
that doesn't mean it's going to be good, Ian. I just told you last night on the show that the fact is we would have a better healthcare system, government-administered healthcare system, if it came down from one person, one expert who set it up, rather than having this mishmash amalgamation, this mediocre crap.
It would be a political compromise, is what it's going to be.
Which is going to be a disaster.
Right, but
so what you're saying, something will go through, just not this particular version?
Something always goes through.
You were saying it wasn't going to go through.
But George Bush put one through, too. He put through the senior pharmaceutical care thing so that seniors get their drugs or whatever. It doesn't matter if we get socialized health care step by step or all at once. We're going to get it, people. There's nothing you're going to do about it. I don't see.
Declare independence.
Yeah, well, that might be the only option, actually. The Obama administration and members of Congress that are pushing for this, they're going to claim victory on it, even if it doesn't come out at all as they had promised. And it won't, because it's a political process, and there's going to be a lot of favor trading going on, and we'll get something that they will call universal coverage.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It'll certainly be the first step or another step on the path toward government-run, 100% government-run healthcare. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStrong.com. Stronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see there, wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, SACL CAI is an organization that we primarily talk about their collections business that they do, but Jason Osborne does more than just collections. He's a man that puts his money, he's the man behind SACL CAI, but he's a man who puts his money, his profits, where his mouth is, and he reinvests them into the Liberty movement. And one of the things that he has at his disposal, Mark, as I understand it, is a call-out system. And
a huge, extraordinarily expensive telephony system, yes.
Right, and so normally it's put to use doing business as far as making calls to people for collections, I imagine. But it also has, you know, other purposes that he can use it for, and that is to possibly help your liberty-oriented organization.
That's correct. And by your, I mean whoever's listening. I wanted to read this email because I'm not very good at explaining what it is that that he is able to do for people, and he writes an email here just sort of talking to us about something that we had been talking about on the air.
All right.
Said, Ian asked the other night why it would be that I would be involved in using my resources, this is from Jason Osborne, to influence politics. In case you are interested, here's my answer. I provide management services for mass communication. If you have large numbers of individuals to contact, whether it be by phone, mail, or robot, I can do that at a much lower cost than you can do yourself. Whether your purpose is bill collection, fundraising, pledge drives, appointment reminders, poll taking, sales, or just getting the word out. That's what I do. I prefer people not extend credit to individuals who will not repay. Unfortunately, they do that anyway, so I step in and help them reduce the harm done by their bad decisions. I would prefer people not expend their energy on politics. Unfortunately, they will do that anyway.
Sure.
If I can, I will help them get done what they want at a lower level of expenditure than they would otherwise subject themselves. Why did I do the seatbelt thing gratis? Research and development, proof of concept, advertising, etc. I'd like to say that, basically, Jason's the one who stopped the seatbelt law from going through this year. I mean, certainly there are lots of other people that are linchpins in this equation, but I think that Jason was probably the last linchpin. If it hadn't been for him, it wouldn't have happened, I think.
So his system was utilized to make a bunch of phone calls to round up voters?
Basically round up enough of the, you know, they had lists of people that were willing to be contacted for political reasons, and they contacted them, they told them to contact their senators, and the senators tabled this issue, and it hasn't come back up. It could very well come back up next year, but it's going to come up the year after anyway, because the law is in New Hampshire that they can bring something up every 2 years, and it has been coming up every 2 years, and it's been stopped every year. But 2 years from now, there will be more Free Staters in state, and I don't think I think that we'll have a better time stopping it than we did the last time.
Maybe they'll stop introducing it. Eventually.
It could.
That would be nice.
Assuming I had the apparatus set up already, I could have run that campaign for someone and charged only a couple of $100. Imagine a couple of $100 as opposed to hours and days of wasting one's life handing out flyers and talking to people about politics. Mega suck.
Yeah, that's a great way to leverage technology for your movement, your particular. I'm sure Jason would maybe like to be at least somewhat aligned with what you're doing. I don't know.
He's not going to do it if he doesn't believe in it.
You know, the neo-Nazis can't just call him up and use his services.
Nope, he's not going to do it if he doesn't believe in it.
He's going to ask you what you're doing it for, but it sounds like it'd be a very useful service. How do people get in touch with him?
Well, the banners at freetalklive.com.
Okay, so go through SACL CAI.
Yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of him. You know, he's got his 800 number there on his website. You know, he's very contactable.
Great. Well, that's an excellent offer, and it's much appreciated. And I'm sure those folks out there that are looking to get their message out will take advantage of that if they're wise. 800-259-9231 is our number. Here's a disturbing story from the Daily Express in the UK. They call themselves the world's greatest newspaper. Anyway, thousands of the worst families in England are to be put in sin bins in a bid to change their bad behavior, according to Ed Balls, the children's secretary. The children's secretary set out £400 million plans to put 20,000 problem families under 24-hour CCTV supervision in their own homes. Boy, the British government sure does love those CCTV cameras, don't they? They've got millions of them all across the cities and the countryside and in various different places, and now they're going into people's homes. They will be monitored to ensure that children attend school, go to bed on time, and eat proper meals. I'm telling you, this is not satire. This is real. they will be monitored to ensure that, private security guards will also be sent round to carry out home checks, while parents will be given help to combat drug and alcohol addiction. Around 2,000 families have gone through these family intervention projects so far. So,
and it's successful.
So this has already been happening. This is not a proposal, as you had told me off the air, Mark, you thought it was. It sounds to me like the 2,000 families have been victimized by having cameras forced into their homes. But ministers have bigger plans. They want to target 20,000 more families in the next 2 years. With each costing between 5,000 and 20,000 pounds, a potential total bill of 400 million pounds. Ministers hope the move will reduce the number of youngsters who get drawn into crime because of their chaotic family lives. As portrayed.
You know, the biggest problem in England is that they don't have upward mobility. It's they don't have a system where people can break out of their class. That's their problem. Problem isn't how people are raised. It's the problem is, you know, governmental and societal over there.
There is more of a problem there with social mobility than there is in the United States.
Significantly more.
Although I have heard people from the UK say that the class system is not so nearly so prevalent as it was, say, 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah. Look, I just listened to a story on NPR, and they're basically saying that you can't get into university to be a doctor or a lawyer unless you've been through private school.
Wow. That cuts out the options.
Yeah, there definitely is a different social setup there, and it's definitely much more stratified.
According to the story, sin bin projects operate in half of council areas, but already Mr. Balls wants every local authority to fund them. He said, "This is pretty tough and non-negotiable support for families to get to the root of the problem. There should be family intervention projects in every local authority area because every area has families that need support. And that's what we're here for, the government. We're here to support your family with our cameras. 24 hours a day."
Yes, because they're going to be very supporting if they see something they don't like.
Yeah. He said, "It's pretty tough and non-negotiable support for families to get to the root of the problem. There should be," I think I already said that. Shadow Home Secretary Chris Grayling said, this is interesting. Shadow Home Secretary. Now, isn't that the minority party?
That's, yes, that would be the opposition parties, or the opposition coalitions. Essentially, they're equivalent to the Home Secretary, but he's not really in charge.
So, he says, "This is all much too little, much too late." So the opposition in this case is saying, y'all haven't gone far enough.
Yeah, we reported on this on Free Minds Radio, and that was what really shocked me about this story. Was I was sort of expecting the story to come from the UK when they finally started putting cameras in the homes. But I thought there would actually be an opposition out there saying, maybe we're going a bit too far.
Nope.
But that's the opposition saying, this just isn't enough.
Far enough.
It needs to be in every home.
Need cameras in people's cars, too, while we're at it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So they're calling for more, and there's a little bit more to the story as well. Here in moments, we'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark,
join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the China female listeners, the updates, live streams, and more. It's all free for you. Listen.freetalklive.com to get the live streams. Shrine.freetalklive.com for the Shrine of Female Listeners. Updates.freetalklive.com for the updates. So head on over and enjoy it all free. Now then, we continue the story from the UK, which... I know, Mark, you said you were disturbed by the email that came out or the blog post over the White House website asking people to turn in their neighbors if they are turning the emails that they're getting about health care. But I think that pales in comparison to the frightening, scary story here out of the UK that they actually have already been installing 2,000 cameras in the homes of 2,000 families in Great Britain, and they're now planning on taking that to 20,000. Now, they haven't had that approved, and as Ziggy called in earlier tonight, he pointed out that it's his understanding that they're running out of money to the point where they're not really able to afford all of their police state ideas. But suffice it to say, they want this to happen. Both of these sides of the aisle up there in Great Britain are on board with this idea. The opposition side is saying they need more of this. So the side that's in power is putting cameras in people's homes, and the opposition to this are people that are saying, you're not doing enough. We need more cameras in more places, in more homes.
Scary stuff.
It is. And the story is from express.co.uk, where the opposition Home Secretary, Shadow Home Secretary Chris Grayling, says it's all much too little, much too late. This government has been in power for more than a decade, during which time antisocial behavior, family breakdown, and problems like alcohol abuse and truancy have just gotten worse and worse. Mr. Balls also said responsible parents who make sure their children behave in school will get new rights to complain about those who allow their children to disrupt lessons. Pupils and their families will have to sign behavior contracts, known as homeschool agreements, before the start of every year, which will set out parents' duties to ensure children behave and do their homework. The updated Youth Crime Action Plan also called for a crackdown on violent girl gangs, as well.
Is this like some kind of weird porn?
As well as drug and alcohol abuse among young women. But a decision to give ministers new powers to intervene with failing local authority youth offending teams was criticized by council leaders. One of them said they did crucial work and such intervention was completely unnecessary. So there's just no end to the intervention in people's personal lives there in Great Britain, as things continue to spiral down into just a pit of tyranny.
And I would point out that the article makes a presumption, and I'm not saying it's a bad presumption to make, but the idea here is that children who are acting out, and I'm assuming children are anywhere between the ages of 1 and 18.
They're not in school at one, so but 5 and 6.
But they're not necessarily small children. There's very likely there are teenagers in this group that they're describing as children. And they're making the assumption here that the parents are bad parents. And I don't think that's always the case.
They're antisocial, which means that they may have a different belief system from the people in the government.
And it doesn't even mean that they're not trying to teach their children to comply with social norms. Very often teenagers don't listen to their parents. In fact, I would say most teenagers in some respect disobey their parents and rebel against their parents. That's pretty natural. So the assumption here is, well, these are bad parents because the kids are acting out in whatever way the government seems to define that. And I don't think it's necessarily true that these are all bad parents. There might be a lot of them in that group of 20,000, but some of them might actually be trying to do the right thing, but their privacy is being taken away because their kids have gotten in trouble with the government for whatever reason.
Right, and then they're on the list. And how the hell do you get off that list?
I mean, the government takes you off.
Right, but how difficult is it to get off of their list of families that is you're a trouble family? How many years do you have the government camera in every room in your home, or however many rooms they install it in? I imagine it would be a fairly comprehensive system. What's the point in just putting it in the living room? You know, there could be beating children going on in another room. So I'm not sure exactly how comprehensive it is, but it would seem to make sense that they would I think what they've done is they may be actually in government homes. And I'm not sure about this, and maybe somebody in the UK can enlighten us, but it would be awfully hard to retrofit an existing home. Not that they wouldn't spend taxpayer dollars to do something like that, but what they may have is those families to move into some sort of government home.
It could be
where they could easily be monitored.
See, the way I figured that would come about here in the United States is that they would go after ex-convicts or people that were given sentences, that was like some kind of reduced sentence kind of situation. House arrest. Basically, we're going to, you're sentenced to having cameras in your home and not being able to, be out at certain times or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because they already have monitoring devices that go around people's legs so they can't go a certain distance from their home and, things like that. So I figured that would be how it happened here in the United States when they put the cameras in people's homes. I really never thought of people that are on public assistance getting their housing taken care of and have their kids causing trouble in school. But it could very well happen.
Well, you're making the argument that you're doing this to help children, and that's usually where they start programs like this.
And that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because whenever a government starts a program, it never stays as it was originally intended. They could have the greatest of intentions for whatever the program might happen to be, but it never ends up the way the original the people that envisioned the program originally had it in mind, because it goes through that process that you were talking about before when we were talking about health care, of the political kind of back-scratching, log-rolling process where one representative wants to get his ideas put in, so he agrees to vote for another representative's ideas, and they put all of their ideas in and agree to vote together to pass this. And then if the program gets passed, it doesn't look the same way as the original inventor of the idea had come up with. So then the program gets implemented, and it begins to be it has bureaucrats running it, and then those bureaucrats get to submit ideas to expand the program into new areas that it had never originally intended to cover. And before you know it, after a number of years, the program looks nothing like what it originally had intended to do.
And so, it also never succeeded with what it was they promised it was going to do in the first place.
And it also cost several times more than it was originally expected to cost. So there's so many things that just, you can see it program after program, time after time. So the question here is, well, what's next? I mean, we know they've done this to 2,000 families. We know they want to do it to another 20,000 families. Odds are good they're going to want another 40,000 after that. But where else will they go from here? What other reasons could they use to expand the camera systems into more people's lives? That's something to think about. What other things could they possibly utilize as their excuse to put a camera in someone's home?
Well, they could go after drug users, for one.
Criminals. That's definitely one of the ones we thought was going to happen here in America. There was a story out of Houston where the police chief, I think, was talking. Wasn't he talking about putting it in the homes of child molesters or murderers or something
like
that?
It's always child molesters.
I forget.
It's always sex offenders.
I forget the exact details, but yeah, that was going to be their in. There's one particular status of criminal where they were talking about putting cameras in their homes, and so that's a perfect thing because all they have to do is pick on the bad people first, and then before you know it, they're spreading it to everybody. So they'll go after the bad families, and then they'll bring in the drug users, because got to make sure they're not shooting up on the couch there, and then they'll bring in common petty thieves and all kinds of other criminals just to, you know, as an excuse, because, hey, you were bad, so now we get to monitor you. And people that are considering themselves the law-abiding citizens will sit back and chuckle and say, oh, those criminals are getting what they deserve, and I'm a good law-abiding citizen, so I'll just sit here and have a good laugh.
It just expands and expands, and don't forget that America is incarcerating more people than any other nation has ever done, ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sooner or later, it's going to be you, it's going to be your family, and it works its way on down the line. Also, I'd like to point out that this is another encroachment due to the fact that they're allowing plea bargains. Plea bargains are essentially unconstitutional, antithetical to the whole idea of justice. If somebody's guilty, what do we want to give them a reduced sentence for? If somebody's innocent, what do we want to give them a sentence for in the first place? There shouldn't be plea bargains.
More on the way here. You can take control even in these remaining moments. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the Facebook profile at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business over there. You can create your will or a living trust, even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's fast and easy. LegalZoom.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. It's John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello, John.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, John. You beat a speeding ticket recently, didn't you?
I sure did.
Congratulations on that. What was your approach for people that did not hear the story?
My approach was that I will not pay, and you can send me to jail if the judge will not listen to common sense. And the state police backed down when they saw that I was serious about that. You know, you go into court, and they want to bring you off to a side room. I had a couple of activists here, Kat and Rich Angel, and I invited them all. Kat said, you want me to come with you? I said, sure. And I said, and waved to Rich, and I said, come on over there, too. And the guy says, oh, you brought the whole family with you, huh? I said, sure. So we went to that side room where usually lawyers go. We weren't doing any lawyerly arguments or anything like that.
Right.
We were just like, you know, I just, my point was, I was not doing what I'm accused of, and I just want to talk common sense to the judge. And if the judge doesn't listen, I ain't paying.
So this was a trial, right? I mean, this was, you'd already gone through the arraignment. This was the trial.
Yeah, that was, well, I guess the arraignment would be when I filed paperwork. It was for continuance, because I used to be down in Salem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm up in Grafton. So while I was closing up down in Salem, it was like, I can't really afford to go to jail right now, which is something to for folks that are listening. If you want to do civil disobedience, obviously, get your stuff in order. So that's what I had to do, and I filed for a continuance. I don't want to file motions with the court or anything. I had to do that, because I had to be willing Not willing. I was clearly willing. I had to be able to go to jail. I had to close up that old condo that I had down there. And
sure, sure. Yeah, you got to have your ducks in order. Absolutely. The bills have to be paid up. If you can, pay them up a few months in advance, you know, just to make sure that the people that are taking care of things for you while you're in a jail cell don't have to handle too much stuff. So there's definitely some things. If you are planning on doing an event of civil disobedience that you believe will result in you going to jail, there's some sensible things that need to be taken care of. But you went into court, and you basically told the judge, look, I'm not paying this.
Well, I never actually went to the judge.
Really?
What it was the guy that pulled me over was a state cop, and he said, I'd like to talk to you in the side room where the lawyers usually go.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kat and Mitch and I all went in, and he said, we'll talk the whole family? I said, sure. And he put his paperwork on the table. Now, I had prepared for a water-only fast because I was not going to cooperate, and I didn't want to talk about this and, you know, give you guys a call or anything
like that. What was that you just said?
Because I'm going to chicken out somewhere along the line. So I didn't want to, you know, be ready, you know, on some grandstand like I was going to do something. But
he said it was a water-only fast.
Water-only
fast.
My thing was I was not doing what I'm accused of, and I will not pay. And if the judge will not listen to common sense, then you can all throw me in jail, and I will give you my name. And I did not bring my glasses with me, and I told the state trooper this. I said, you know, he showed me his fancy paperwork there. He put it out on the table when we went to that room. And I said, you know, I intentionally did not bring my glasses.
I can't read that.
I wouldn't be able to understand it even if I could read it. So I said, why don't you tell me what one thing about that? Because he explained about how he's all certified and the radar is certified.
Yeah.
You're plus or minus 1 mile per hour. I said, by the way, what does your paper, the work there, say that I was doing? He says, it doesn't say. That's what I say.
What?
That's where I was thinking, I got these guys beat. And, you know, because it's one man against another. And I was going to use, you know, not a complicated legal argument, but he's one person and I'm one person. Supposed to be equal, and he's supposed to have to prove I'm guilty, not me prove my innocence. But I was holding my line. I guess the bottom line in all this, Ian, and anybody else listening, I held my line. I said, you know what? This is just so wrong, I'm not going to do it.
Even if you were speeding, you still wouldn't pay, would you?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think we've had success with activists who were speeding that have not paid out here in Keene. It was Nick Ryder who successfully did that and had the was found not guilty. Actually,
yeah,
when all was said
and done. I consider that because I was actually at the end of Nick's trial. I actually traveled out there, and I think on that day there were several things going on.
So,
I arrived at the end of that. He was making the 10th Amendment about the 10th Amendment argument with the. You know, following arbitrary rules of slavish and whatever the NH.
So you talked to this guy out in the hallway, and then he, what, disappeared, came back and said, you can go, or what?
Yeah, so the guy says to me, he says, well, I won't be the one going to jail. And I said, you know, I looked at him kind of funny. It's like, obviously not.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he, you know, that was supposed to be intimidating, I guess. And here's where it all comes down to, don't be intimidated.
Yes.
He went back, and then he said, you know, Mr. Parnell, I'd like to talk to you again. And he back in the side room, and Kat and Rich came back in there with me. And he said, listen, he said, you don't have to do this if you don't want. But if you're willing not to go to trial, we can set this on the shelf for 6 months. And if you're not caught at excessive speeds or drunk driving or anything like that, then it just falls away.
Mm.
And I was really itching to go before the judge. But my objective was to not pay.
Yeah, and that was...
So I was as much as I was like, I want to beat these bastards and just... I want to talk...
You did. You did beat them.
All I want to do is talk common sense to the judge.
Whether you were in the courtroom or not, you beat them at that particular juncture because they backed down.
They
They still stole your time. You probably would have rather been at home reading a book or doing something else with your time, you know, playing your guitar or something like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny thing, Ian. When we came back here to Grafton after that, I joked and I said... You know, all this talk of limited government and anarchy and all this stuff, or whatever we want to call it, oh, it's all crazy. Because I learned today that the system actually works. Oh, except for the fact that they wasted my time on the road. I had to file their damn paperwork. I had to have, you know, go out of my way several times. Other than that,
You minimize the damage, and you should be congratulated for standing
up
for yourself.
Seems like a
victory to me. I think that, considering the circumstances, it was, I think, one of the best outcomes. So what were you calling in for tonight? I kind of sidetracked you. I know you had something else you wanted to talk about.
I was just going
to
say, actually, I called about something else. Apparently, and I don't pay any attention at all to national politics anymore because I don't give a damn. I think New Hampshire ought to just recede.
Yes, sir.
NCC. Or whatever we want to call it, evolve,
yep,
and all that stuff. And apparently the current administration, whoever they are, has some plan to do national health care, which mm-hmm. is, you know, obvious that any, if it was a Republican, they'd be doing the same thing. It's just stepped up with the Democrats.
Yeah.
But they're going to arrive in Grafton tomorrow. And I guess they're going to visit Keene as well.
Who?
The current administration, the Obama administration.
Are they on, like, some sort of tour,
They're on a tour, dude. They're going to tell us how good they are.
Yeah, I think they do have town hall meetings going on around the country.
So the reason I was calling in is to say, folks, if you're an activist anywhere in
New
Hampshire, come on out, go out. If you have nowhere else to go, come to Grafton. Try to find out. I don't know.
Well, anywhere around the country, where do you find this information out? You don't know?
No, people told me.
Okay.
I'm just working up here at the farm.
I'd like to know.
I'm doing the Grafton Welcome Wagon thing. My activism is making it look real pretty here. And
you're an amazing guy. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And hopefully the activists will, somebody will figure out when those things are happening. Because if we know when they're happening, we can go and we can bring out people and we can attend. Just as we did today at the Keene Police Department here in Keene, New Hampshire, they had one of those little cop day things, community day, where it's kind of an open little invitation to anybody that wants to come and have hot dogs and watch somebody get tased and, you know, watch the dog. Go and bite someone, that kind of thing. They show off all their toys and things like that. So I went and I changed my badge. You can see my badge hanging up in the room there, Mark. It normally says I'm recording on the bottom of my badge, and now it says Police Hugging Squad. And so Sam from ObscureTruth.com, Meg was also there, our newest blogger at FreeKeen.com. We went around the police gathering, found all of the officers in uniform, or as many as we could, and offered them a hug from the Keene Police Hugging Squad.
I can tell you, Meg's much more huggable than you two loonies.
Yeah, Rick Van Wickler from the jail didn't want to hug me or Sam, but he did hug Meg twice. But
who wouldn't?
But we did get some hugs, though. I have to say that I would say about 50% of the police that we approached did give a hug to another guy, which, you know, was great.
That's nice the way they treat the mentally ill there.
Nick, quick, what's coming up on Free Minds TV later this week?
A certain U.S. state has banned SpongeBob SquarePants lighters.
You get the story later this week at freemindsmedia.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.